Proclamation number 8891 of 6th of December, 1964. Spiritual help on the way back. Free will. Countless worlds have already arisen to receive the endless crowd of fallen original spirits, which as unredeemed need just as endless many creations to be able to cover their course of development in them. But all these worlds have also been arranged by spirits of light that those entities could shelter in their creations, because in it lies the happiness of the light beings to constantly put out creations for the fallen spiritual, which each fulfills its purpose to bring the spiritual bound in it to maturity. And so the spiritual world is in permanent connection with the fallen spiritual, only that those beings feel an incomparable happiness thereby, while the fallen spiritual goes and must go an agonizing way to also once reach the aim to likewise participate creatively in what is still wretched. The world of light therefore uses the power, by which it is constantly flooded, to create always new creations, because still no end is foreseeable, there are still so many unbound substances, which wait to be caught by the love radiation of those beings, which still buzz around and bound in the universe, which first have to be condensed matter, to now be able to start the way of development. Because matter is spiritual power, which has condensed itself to form. Therefore the spiritual must let itself be captured and therefore give up the first resistance, which consisted of repelling all love power. The light beings surround this spiritual substance with their love power, without forcing it to give up its resistance, but love exerts a beneficent effect on that still resisting spiritual, so that it lets itself be captured, therefore the first resistance is broken. And then the spiritual goes through all creations in the mandatory state, what is certainly extremely agonizing, but not to be avoided, because this course once leads to the last perfection. And the spiritual being full of light will always help everyone who has sunk into the abyss to ascend from the abyss, even if this path requires endless times before he reaches the final aim. The embodiment as man. As a human being. But then the once fallen original spirit is again complete in all its particles, it lacks not the slightest spiritual substance, it is what it was before its fall to the deep. However, one thing is not yet present in him, he is still completely devoid of all love, without which there is no upward development. That is why God accomplished the greatest work of love when he created man and added to him a spark of his Spirit of God, which now enables man to change again to his original being, to become again as it was in the beginning. That now also again the light beings do not slacken in their efforts to lead man to the highest possible maturity, that goes without saying, because that is exactly their happiness, to grant help to men in the last stage, to also help them to happiness, although free will can also prevent it and man again prolongs the time of distance from God endlessly. But the love of those beings is so great that it is bound by law, that it can only then have an effect when free will of man allows it. But would you men know about your course of development or believe it when you are informed of it, then you would use all power to once be able to leave the cover as man, to again be able to be accepted into the kingdom of light and to become partakers of all glory. But proof cannot be given to you. But you will also not be able to say to have remained ignorant. And so it is up to your free will again, as it was once when you fell into the abyss. You also used your will wrongly there and had to atone for it through eternities, but you can also now expect no better fate when you again fail in your will, but you will experience help at any time. Only you must be of good will yourselves that you also want to let yourselves be helped. Amen.